long time ago, a group of guys decided that they would live in the same place so that they could spend a lot of their time studying God's Word together. And besides all their studies, they additionally had to grow and cook their food, and they had to maintain their buildings where they lived, which is called a monastery. So there was always plenty of work and plenty of studying to do. And it was their habit to offer a welcome to any travelers who might be coming their way through their neighborhood. If they needed a place to stay or a meal or some time of rest, they could stay with these brothers at their monastery. One day they looked up from their work and their studies and they saw a lion was approaching the gate of the monastery. And most of them jumped up and ran to go hide. But Jerome, who was their leader, came out to meet the lion and saw the lion was limping and picked up the paw and observed that there were thorns all stuck in there and it was bleeding and cut and infected. And so he called the brothers, "Come out of hiding, come bring the water, bring the soap, bring the medicine, bring the bandages, so that we can wash and pluck out these thorns and bandage up this lion's paw." They did that, and before long, the paw was healing up very nicely. And they were surprised that the lion didn't seem to want to leave. Instead of going away back to the wilderness, he started following them around while they worked and sitting next to them while they studied. So Jerome said, "Well, if the lion's going to stay here and live with us, we need to find him a job to do." So it was decided that the lion could be responsible for guarding the donkey. The donkey's job was to bring firewood, but when the donkey wasn't working, he needed to go out into the fields and graze in the grass and drink the fresh water. And they thought, if we have a lion guarding our donkey, then if other wild animal comes, no one's going to attack our donkey because he's being defended by this lion. So that's the way they worked it out, and that's what happened. Every day, the lion would escort the donkey and watch over the donkey while the donkey rested and grazed and drank the fresh water. Everything went along great until one summer afternoon when it got really hot and the wind stopped blowing, so it was really still, and the lion got really sleepy, and pretty soon he was taking a nap and he didn't even realize it. And while he was asleep in the shade of a tree where nobody could see him, some greedy merchants came along the road on their way to a trading expedition far away, and they saw this donkey alone in the meadow. And they stole it. When the lion woke up and the donkey was nowhere in sight, the lion was horrified and he jumped up and roared his loudest roar, and roaring back and forth and up and down, he looked all around trying to find that donkey until the sun was going down. He looked and looked and roared and he couldn't find the donkey, and he went back to the gate of the monastery hanging his head, and he didn't even want to go inside. He felt so terrible that the donkey was lost. When the brothers saw that the lion had come back without the donkey, the first thing they guessed, since they couldn't ask the lion, they assumed maybe the lion had been overcome with temptation for the taste of meat and had eaten the donkey. But Jerome said, "Now, we don't know what happened. There's no sign in the meadow of any donkey bones, so we really don't know. Let's not make assumptions, and we're just going to treat our friend the lion as we did before. The only difference is going to be somebody has to do the donkey's work now, so we're going to make a harness for the lion so that he can drag the woods, the branches and the logs from the forest so that we'll have wood for the fire." So that's what they did, and life went on kind of like before, except very often the lion would go out to that field where he had last seen the donkey and look all around to see if there was any sign of what might have happened. And sure enough, after kind of a long time, one day when the lion was out looking, he saw in the distance, here came a caravan of camels with a donkey at the front, leading the camels along. And the lion started roaring again, running out toward the caravan, and all the merchants got scared and ran away and hid. And the lion brought the donkey and all the camels back to the monastery. And when they came in the gate, all the brothers were very surprised. "Look," they said, "here is our donkey come back." And Brother Jerome said, "Let's make these guests welcome, these camels. Let's take off those heavy burdens off their back. Let's wash their feet. Let's bring them food and water. And let's wait and see what God's going to show us next." Well, after a while, an hour or two went by, and pretty soon there was knocking on the gate, and there were the merchants looking very ashamed and embarrassed. And they said, "We're really sorry we stole your donkey." "Yep," said Brother Jerome, "I guess you're kind of figuring out that it's a really good thing to enjoy the fruits of your own labor, but it's not a good thing to take what doesn't belong to you. And maybe gradually you're learning to live as if you're always in the presence of God, because that's truly how it is. And then Brother Jerome said, may we offer you some snacks and refreshments before you continue on your journey? And they said, well, only if you will let us give you some of this wonderful olive oil that we have brought back from our journeys and travels and trading opportunities. We think that you could use this oil in your lamps, and that olive oil is also good for cooking, so we want to give you some of this. And so it was agreed, and together the merchants and the brothers and the lion and the donkey and the camels all sat down together and enjoyed a wonderful feast. So let's join hands and we'll say a prayer together. Holy God, in your peaceable kingdom, everyone who can live with honesty and integrity is welcome to contribute their gifts and share in the life of the community. You bring healing, God, and you offer guidance in how to do what is right. We thank you for welcoming us into your world. Amen. Have fun in Sunday school. See you later.